13, which refers to his birthday.
Right.
March 13th.
Really?
Yeah. Bet you didn't know that.
I did.
Did you know Donald Duck starred in his own American anti-Nazi propaganda movie?
Yes, I remember that.
Okay.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Well, Disney produced the film in 1943, starring their very own Donald Duck. Donald ends up in a nightmare in which he wakes up in Nazi Germany. He has to work in a factory for 48 hours a day where he is forced to make bombs.
Yep.
He is brainwashed by the regime and soon begins to hallucinate. Fortunately, yep. he wakes up in his own bed as a yep. resident of the United yep. States.
I remember how they talked about how they filmed that.
Okay.
They had a CIA agent on the set of the movie.
I remember. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was CIA. I think it was the group right before the CIA. Yeah. However, it kind of shows you. I mean, this is a propaganda movie.
Yeah, it was commies in action.
He came out on the American side, the Rocky Balboa of ducks. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Donald was one of the presenters of the Oscars in 1958.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Well, who watches the Oscars anymore?
Yeah.
But back then, it was pro-America. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, better chance of somebody watching Oscars or Grouse than the Oscars.
Right. Well, he appeared in a huge screen and did a great job. Donald was no stranger to the Oscars. His film from 1943 was awarded with an Oscar for Best Animated Film.
Mm.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Right. Donald Duck has his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah, I remember that, too.
Yep. After all his success, it wasn't a surprise, of course.
Yeah.
Donald received his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2004, a wonderful gesture in the same year of his 70th birthday.
Mm.
Wow. So he's going to be 90 in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Right. Well, wow.
That's an old duck.
Yeah. I wonder if that one guy, you know, the Latino comedian, went and peed on Donald Duck's star.
I wonder if he did. George Lopez.
Who?
George Looney Tune.
I don't know. I quit watching him.
Oh, I know.
I forgot his name.
I did. When you quit watching people, you forget their name.
Did you know that Donald Duck has a middle name? Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, Donald Duck has a middle name. Can you guess, folks out there? I want you to guess what Donald Duck's middle name is.
Franklin. Donald Franklin.
It kind of sounds like something.
Yeah.
Sounds but funny. No, that's not it. Let's see.
Donald Feathersome.
Feathersome? Nope, not it. Let's see. Dan Jackson says, why does Donald Duck wrap himself in a towel after a shower but don't wear pants? Great question. Leslie says quacker. Kim Libby says quacker. Danae says Daffy. All of them. Here it is. Donald Fauntleroy Duck.
Okay.
Fauntleroy. Okay, here it is. Fauntleroy Duck.
Right.
Donald Fauntleroy Duck.
Wow.
Did not know that.
Me either.
You know, if you wanted to be real tricky with something, you could, like, make a shirt that says Fauntleroy.
And then put Donald above it.
Put a feather.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just a feather in Fauntleroy.
Fauntleroy. It says French.
It does. He is the only Disney character with a middle name.
Yeah.
Fauntleroy.
Yeah.
Fauntleroy.
Yeah. You know, it's almost like a Pepe Le Pew.
Say it in a bedroom name.
Fauntleroy.
I'm here, Fauntleroy.
Fauntleroy.
Yeah, well.
Get out of my office. Sound like a mobster, too.
Yeah, well, the mobster thing, that'd be good.
Yeah. I'm Fauntleroy. I'm here to crush you.
Roger Rabbit says Donald Duck, French-Canadian. Yeah. Fauntleroy. Okay, number six. Donald Duck never wears trousers.
True. Mm.
Never in the long history of the temperamental duck has he ever worn a pair of trousers.
Nope.
However, it is remarkable that he still manages to wear a swimsuit when he goes swimming.
Yeah.
Wow. So they got a picture on here. Literally, there you go, folks. There is Donald Duck in swimming trunks. It's the only time he ever wears pants if he goes swimming.
Wow.
Kind of weird.
That is weird.
You know? Hopefully we're getting closer to answering Dan's question. Mm. You know, why does he wear a towel if he never wears pants? You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know. It is what it is. Yeah. Donald's greatest enemies are two squirrels. Who knew that? Fans probably know them as Chip and Dale. Yeah. Did you know Chip and Dale were Donald Duck's enemies?
Yeah.
Did you know that? Yeah. I did not know that.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yep. It says fans probably know them as Chip and Dale. Two creatures that appear to be very sweet, but sometimes can make Donald's life extremely hard.
Yep.
They often manage to outsmart Donald, but sometimes Donald pranks them back. Yeah, isn't that always the way that it is on Disney?
Yeah.
You know, like Donald Duck has.
Yeah.
Them.
Them.
Okay, who does Bugs Bunny have?
Bugs Bunny's got the Roadrunner.
No.
No, it's Wile E. Coyote.
That's Wile E. Coyote. Yeah. Bugs Bunny has, who does he say this means war to?
Oh. Means war.
Is it Daffy? Daffy Duck?
Daffy Duck. Yes. Yeah.
All of them have their nemesis.
Yeah.
You know, so it's constantly, I mean, who would have thought? Yeah. You know, it's kind of like the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah.
Their nemesis is anybody they play against. There are only two people who have been the voice of Donald Duck. Did you know that?
Didn't know that.
In a history of more than 80 years, Donald has been voiced by only two people. Clarence Nash was the first person who did it from 1934 to 1983 with a great deal of dedication. After 1983, he did a few commercials until his death. Then Tony Anselmo was handed the baton, having learnt the tricks of the trade.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Donald is a big show off to his nephews. Do you remember back in the early 90s, late 80s, they had, what was it, with the nephews? It was a show about the nephews, and Donald Duck would once in a while come in there. What was that? Do you remember?
I remember.
And it was the nephews, and they were always getting in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, it's
Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
No, it was Huey, Louie, and something. Was it Dewey?
Huey, Dewey, and Louie, I think.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie. And they had their own show.
Yeah.
And they were skateboarding up on the Golden Street. Remember that?
Yeah.
The DuckTales. Thank you, Boston. Yeah. DuckTales. But it turned out that the nephews weren't any better than their Donald Duck uncle.
Oh.
Well, you know, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Right.
You know, I'll bet you right now, Discovery Channel or History Channel, they're down there in South Africa doing a documentary about the Decca birth.
Mm.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Number 10, Donald Duck used to look different, and boy, did he. In the beginning, Donald had a different look. He had a long beak, and his hands were more like feathers. Disney changed this, and Donald then became how most of us know him now. Do you want to see a picture of what Donald Duck originally looked like?
Yeah.
He had crayon surgery. That is the original Donald Duck.
Well, he really did change. Beak's a lot bigger. Everything.
Yeah. Look at his hands. His
head's smaller.
Yep. Eyes kind of weird.
Yeah, his eyes are definitely different.
I don't think that he could have been.
And he's actually got arms instead of.
Right.
Yeah.
The Donald Duck that we know today could have never survived like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And he wears more clothes.
Yeah. Yeah. And is it just me or does it look like his knees are swelled up in that picture?
It does.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, poor guy.
It's like he's 80-year-old guy.
Oh, 34, man. Born on Friday the 13th. I mean, he's lucky.
Yeah, I know. Maybe that's what he really looks like now. The first.
Well, I'm kind of missing like good movies. Like Who Framed Roger Rabbit is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
So, you know, to do things right, how about Donald Duck versus Jason Maltese on a Friday the 13th throwback from 1934?
Oh, Voorhees. Jason Voorhees.
Yeah.
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 You said Malty.
Yeah, I did.
We're thinking about the Falcon.
No, you know.
Maybe the duck can fight the falcon.
It would be good. It would be good. All right. So what else do you got today?
Motorcycle cutouts.
Motorcycle cutout or motorcycle cutouts?
Motorcycle cutouts. Hmm. Yeah. Brazilian sculptor creates cardboard motorcycle replicas. Yeah, the bike didn't cut out here.
Wow.
An amateur sculptor in Brazil is making wave online after sharing his latest passion project, life-size cardboard replicas of motorcycles. Henry Goncalves, or Goncalves, excuse me, 19 of São José do Rio Preto. What a name.
Well, hang on. Is it Calves with like C-A-L-V-E-S?
Calves, yeah. Goncalves, like direct your knees.
Well, if the rest of the story is like that, maybe it's Goncalves.
Henry Goncalves.
Not Cave. Cave.
Cave.
Is there a picture of
it? It's gone in front of it.
Okay.
Henry Goncalves, 19.
Hello, Dan Maynard.
São José do Rio Preto. What a name. Said he spent 10 months creating his first motorcycle replica, a Honda Hornet.
A Honda Hornet.
From cardboard PVC pipe and screws. Goncalves, a lifelong car enthusiast, said the Hornet was the first bike to spark his love of motorcycles. For a long time, the appeal of bikes never made much sense to me, but that changed when a friend of my father's arrived with a Hornet. At that moment, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I said to myself, I have to have one of these. Goncalves told Zinger News, what a name, Goncalves, who shares his art projects on his YouTube channel, said his second motorcycle is a BMW R1200. Brought him his first viral attention. Ooh. The second bike was the one from the video that went viral, the R1200. It took 4 months to make. If we compare the 1200, it's much more difficult than the Hornet. But with the 1200, I already had a certain amount of experience, so it was easier to do, he said. Goncalves said he is now setting his sights on even larger projects and aspires to eventually build an entire cardboard house. Your thoughts, Mr. Hans, on this cutout?
You started talking motorcycles to me. I like artwork.
It's Greek to you because you love motorcycles.
I do. It's almost sacrilegious.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you're from Wisconsin, and that's the home of Harley.
It is.
The greatest motorcycle ever made.
Besides Indian.
Yeah.
And Indian was also up around there.
Yeah.
I just like motorcycles. However, I mean, good for that guy. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. It's weird with, it just seems to me that this is part of the new generation of things. Like, I want to pay tribute to a motorcycle, but instead of getting a motorcycle, I want to make one out of cardboard, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I want to look at it.
It's kind of like the McNuggets now. Oh, I'm looking at the McNuggets to see if it looks like something that's famous.
Right, right. Yeah. It's this new weird phenomenon, and I don't know what it is.
It's either we got to set a record of weirdness or set a record, period.
Right. You know, maybe it's just me being cranky.
It could be. I could be a cranker.
But if you want to pay tribute to a motorcycle, why don't you save up your money and buy one?
Right.
And then make it your own.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
I mean, or McNuggets. I mean, okay, first of all, when this guy decided to put that nugget on eBay.
Right.
What kind of mindset do you have to have? Like, oh, this McNugget looks like that. Let's put it on eBay. First of all, there's that.
Yeah.
Second of all, what moron
buys that?
Buys it.
Maybe a millionaire who just throws money away into the dust.
Right, okay, so now we have a Honda Hornet made of cardboard.
Yeah.
Okay. Is somebody going to pay more for that than an actual Honda Hornet?
We'll find out.
Yeah, I bet you they do.
I bet you they do.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I bet you they do.
I've already, in my heart of hearts, believed that will happen.
Well,
because there's people out there that just throw money around like it's nothing. All of us are just trying to find it.
Right. Well, but you anyway. Know, man, put your net into the stream of money, you know, the river of money.
Right.
Have multiple nets. You know, most of the time we get holes in ours.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's kind of like
the old ball and chain.
You know, how many ladies have you let slip through your fingers?
You're right. Lately, it ain't been a whole lot.
Yeah. Well, you work a lot.
I work a lot.
You know, but you're an investment right now.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm an investment.